Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now, this is a very serious topic that we spoke about 2 weeks ago in relation to learner permits, right? But the Road Safety Authority, the RSA, has received a number of complaints about the very hard-hitting TV advertisements on the issue of unaccompanied learner drivers. But it says feedback to the Crashed Lives campaign has generally been positive. The latest, of course, in the series of ads features County Cork farmer Noel Clancy, 59 years of age, speaking about the impact that the crash had on him after he lost his wife Geraldine and his daughter Louise when they died in a tragic accident that day. And of course, Noel has been part of the whole campaign as well to change legislation. Whereby at the moment you cannot drive a car if you're unaccompanied or you're not accompanied by a qualified driver if you're on a learner permit. Now, the woman in a car was the car was hit was driven by Susan Gleeson. Now, Susan Gleeson was the girl, the unaccompanied driver, who was driving the other car near their home in Kilworth on December the 22nd, 2015. The Clancy's car was propelled through a gap in a wall by the impact and ended up on its roof in a flooded drain where they both sadly drowned. Now, Miss Gleeson later pleaded guilty to dangerous driving, causing the deaths of the women, and received a 3-year suspended jail sentence as well as a 15-year driving ban. Now, can I point out, by the way, in any accident that you have, a charge of dangerous driving is quite a formality in some sense. That normally when the guards arrive at an accident where they don't know whose fault it is, both people will be cautioned for dangerous driving. But somebody is always guilty of dangerous driving, even though, invariably, inverted commas, it's still an accident. Somebody will be charged with dangerous driving because somebody had to cause the accident in some way. And it's always one person's fault, at least. Now, of course, the purpose of the commercial is to remind drivers that they must have a qualified driver in the car if you are on a learner permit or you face a tough fine, have the car seized, and also the person who owns the car, if you don't own it, i.e. your parents, for example, they can also get a tough fine or go to jail for allowing you to drive the car. So, these new laws are quite strict. A lot of cars have been seized already. Hundreds of cars, actually, by Garda Síochána have been seized already. A lot of people believe the law is completely unfair. And we've had conversations about that. But let's focus on the commercial. We've talked about the law itself. What about this commercial? And I've spoken to a lot of people who are saying, and let's be clear about something. Nothing we say can ever bring back Geraldine and Louise. Nothing will ever bring them back again. And my condolences to Noel Clancy and all his friends and family. But nothing will ever bring back those two innocent people again. But there is one other person here. And that's a woman who went out that day. Yes, she was driving unaccompanied, like most people did. I don't know anybody who didn't. Most people did because a blind eye was turned to the law for years. And most people got their learner permit and drove a car. And she had an accident. And that's what it was, an accident. She didn't wake up in the morning and set out to kill anybody. And I'm sure everybody will acknowledge that. But people are saying that this advertisement is offensive and traumatising to the girl who didn't set out to kill anybody. She's not a murderer. She's not a bad person, I'm sure. I don't know the girl. She made a big mistake. She ended up in court. She got a suspended sentence for it, which is a criminal conviction. And she has a 15-year driving ban. And now, a lot of people are saying this advertising is just traumatising for her. Because it's like the lorry driver, for example, who knocks somebody down. You know, and even if he was, say, 5 or 10 miles an hour over the limit or something like that, okay, he'll get charged with dangerous driving causing somebody's death. He didn't set out to do it. He should have been more careful, yeah, okay. But he's to live with that for the rest of his life, or her. They have to live for the rest of their life. That they kill somebody. And on this occasion, two people. Two people are dead. End result. So I want to ask you, do you think this advertisement is fair? Do you think this advertisement is offensive? Is it right? Is this the way that we should be doing this? Let me go to Sarah. Sarah, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Sarah?
How are you, Niall?
Good. Sarah,
we're not part of the British Isles, by the way.
We are part of the British Isles. We are. Geographically, we're part of the British Isles.
All right, I won't debate as well.
Okay, well, go on. Sarah, getting back to the ad, did you watch the ad? Yeah, you have.
Yeah, it's awful. You know, it's awful for anybody who was involved in it. You know, that poor girl, she has to be reminded every time she sees that ad. And to be honest, for anybody that in our family, there was somebody killed in a car accident. And, you know, I can see my partner cringe every time the ad comes on. We flick over for any road accident ad. You know, it's horrific for everyone in his family every time.
But is that the idea that it's meant to be horrific? I mean, always the one that sticks out to me is, do you know the ad in the UK where the guy is driving a car and he's on his mobile phone and there's a kid playing in the garden? And the car goes through the wall and rolls over the kid. It's a horrific ad.
Awful.
But does it not serve its purpose? It makes you think, doesn't it?
It might make some people think, but it might also continue grieve for the, like, how many people have had a family member die in a car crash, and that's just, you're reenacting that grief every time you see one of those ads, and they're constantly played.
But you think this ad in particular is not fair on the other woman who was involved in this, Susan Gleeson?
No, God, that's going to torment her for the rest of her life.
I mean, she's already, already tormented by it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But she's already traumatised herself for what happened. And to be honest, you know, it's awful. What I honestly find worse than learner drivers is the new LED lights. I can't see a thing when I'm driving, and the new lights.
Which LED lights is this now?
On all the cars, on the newer cars.
The daylight lights, yeah, the running lights. They call them running lights, daylight running lights.
They're blinding at night time when you're trying to drive.
Mm. Particularly on the high-end cars, they have really bright ones, yeah.
Yeah, I'd find that worse than a learner driver. I'd rather a learner driver come at me than a car with them lights.
Are you a learner driver yourself, by the way?
No. I have a full license, 4 years now.
And do you think people should be allowed to drive on a learner permit without having somebody in the car with them? I mean, somebody just said to me a minute ago, what's the point in having somebody in the car?
It is difficult to say. To me, it would depend whether they've done their test and how badly they failed, you know, or how long are they a learner driver. Have they had their 12 lessons? I don't think somebody can do their theory test and get into a car and drive.
But did you do that?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We all did it.
I live in County Clare, and in order for me to get to work, I couldn't afford to get the 12 lessons done straight off the bat. But in order for me to be able to work, I had to be able to drive.
So you learned to drive very quickly and drove the car.
Drive. I knew how to drive, but I couldn't afford, before I could do my license, I had to do 12 lessons. And I remember even my driving instructor saying, going, geez, this is a bit of a waste of money for you, because I've been driving since I was a kid, you know, around on the farm and stuff. You know, I learned how to drive tractors and stuff as a kid.
Right, so but when you got your first car and you were driving it and your first learner permit, you didn't have somebody in the car with you all the time.
I didn't put an L plate up so I wouldn't get pulled over.
Yeah, I know. I'm not having a go. Sarah, we all did the same thing. I did the same thing. We all did the same thing.
Yeah.
And a blind eye. I mean, it was always in the legislation, but nobody was ever done for it.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
And I think I understand why people are saying it's unfair. Now, I understand the logic behind the legislation, but I do understand why people are saying it's a bit unfair to suddenly bring this in and say to people, you can't do this anymore.
Yeah. It is difficult. Like in a city and stuff now, I think it'd be more easy to have somebody accompanying you. But here, living in rural Ireland, like, there was no way I would have been able to walk to work. I would have been 6 hours trying to walk to work.
Well, hang on for a second, because John, you're on Classic Kids. John, you think this ad is fair?
Well, look, I feel sorry for the person, obviously, the young lady involved. I mean, nobody wishes on any misfortune over this, but it did happen, right? And looking at that ad and comparing it to the one with Cian Tracy, the young little 4-year-old that was
killed. That's right, yes, yeah.
Like, if you notice in that ad, like, his mother says that the little Cian was killed by a drunk driver. But the drunk driver is not named. Neither is the driver named in the Clancy ad. It just says, you'll see the car going.
There's a huge difference in the two situations. I mean, the drunk driver involved in Cian's accident, you know, deserved everything he got. He went out willingly, took alcohol, and drove a car. I mean, this other girl went out that morning, I'm assuming, with no intention to have an accident, and didn't do anything irresponsible apart from do what everybody else was doing anyway.
Yeah, but the point is, like, I mean, that none of the two of them, like, either the drunk driving one or the Clancy ad, like, both drivers are not named.
Yeah, but you can just pick up a newspaper and find out who they are.
No. Well, sure. I mean, you can do that for all accidents.
Yeah.
No. Also, people are saying about the conditions of the road and that section of the wall that where the river was in flood. That if that had been fixed, and apparently it was that wall was damaged for quite a while, right? That the council fixed it. But look, that to me doesn't wash you down, right? Because the simple reason, it doesn't matter if there was no wall there or a gaping hole in the wall and the river was in flood. If Mr. Clancy's wife and child were left go unheeded on where they were going that day, if they weren't struck by another vehicle, it doesn't matter about the hole in the wall. They would be alive today.
That's no, true, but hang on. But we have to look at the key word here. The key word, John, is accident. You know, I mean, when you have 2.2 million pieces of metal, you know, weighing a ton, driving around on roads all day long, at some point, no matter how careful we are, they're bound to hit each other.
But you see, like, I mean, can you really call it an accident when you've got an inexperienced driver who lost control of a car and was involved in a horrific accident? Can you really call that an accident?
Yes, I can call it an accident because as human beings, we're not infallible. We make mistakes.
Well, you see, actually what's happening now as well, and I know some people have actually done it here in Cork, they came in and they're taking a huge chance. The L driver that they're living outside the city, right, they're now taking down their L plates request in case the guards will stop them. But what they don't understand now is if you're caught by the guards, if they randomly stop you, then your insurance is void.
John, do you drive a car?
Well, there's a friend of mine, he's got open insurance, so he can get his car anytime I want. But
have you ever driven, John, when you had your provisional license many years ago, it's a long time ago now, John.
Mm-hmm.
When you had
it was about 1,000 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, when you had your provisional license, did you drive a car?
Well, I did, I never stopped with the guards and it was done for it.
Yeah, but the point is, we all did it. We all did. I'm not a biblical person, but he who cast the first stone, or he who hasn't sinned, cast the first stone.
I also, which you didn't do. I also drove behind the wheel of a car with alcohol on board.
That's right. You admitted that. Yeah.
Like many other people did at the time.
Yep.
And I shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, I've admitted openly on the air, John, many times. I've got over the speed limit on numerous occasions. So we all have. Anybody who says they haven't broken the law is a liar.
At the end of the day, when you were speeding, if you had crashed or if you had survived the crash, you would kill somebody else.
Yes.
Look, that was on you then, the same as
absolutely.
The when I had a few drinks and like many others.
But it doesn't make me a bad person. What I'm trying to say is the ad depicts this girl as being, I suppose, the culprit of somewhat. And anybody who does this is a culprit.
But you see, here we go again. We're going back to this. Again, she's not named in the ad.
But it doesn't make any difference whether she's named or not. We all know who she is because it's a matter of, you know, public record because she was in court, you know, on a charge. But everybody knows.
Obviously, like, I mean, there was a law there and it wasn't being enforced because, like, I mean,
yes,
girls were turning a blind eye to it. This has gone on for years.
So from a legal stand and a legal point of view, the fact that this particular law that has been in Irish legislation for years was not being enforced by An Garda Síoc, Conor, you could clearly have a very good case to say, well, hold on, if the law wasn't being enforced, well, then sure, it wasn't really a law after all.
Well, you see, you could say maybe it wasn't enforced 100%. I mean, you would find it very hard, to be called an RSA in an open court, whatever, right? But the fact is, look, I mean, it was there. You shouldn't be driving. Like,
absolutely.
No more than I should
absolutely
be driving. If you've got a provisional driver, you're supposed to have a qualified driver with you, right, at all times. And if anything, this ad has done, like, it has highlighted it, I think, and it has focused people's minds.
Absolutely. But that's now. At the time when the accident happened, our minds weren't focused on it. Our minds were focused on things like drink driving, texting while you're driving, because we were all trained to think that these are very bad things. And of course, when you drink and drive, you are going out and getting into a car intentionally knowing you could kill somebody.
The very fact that we're focusing, you know, the learner driver thing and not being qualified and not having much experience, that's something new to focus in now. And it can
absolutely
only be for the good. It can only be for
absolutely
the good.
And we had that debate last week as to whether it's a good thing or a bad thing or whatever it happens to be, right? But let's focus on the ad. The ad is vilifying somebody.
But again, I keep coming back to the point, it's not the person's name doesn't come in, it doesn't show the person.
Okay, well, let me go to Carl. Carl, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Carl?
How are you doing, Noel? Now, just a few points on this. Unfortunately, no disrespect to either party, both the girl, you know, I'm sure she's feeling this, and also that family that has lost.
The Clancy family, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm 45, so like I said, when I was growing up, all you needed was a provisional licence, you know, and away you went. And you just paid 12 quid for that down the tax office. Now you have to do theory tests and all other sort of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I disagree with is, even now, a young lad, just say a family has two children, girl and a boy. The girl says, oh, mammy, I'm going to go to college. The boy decides then, oh, mammy, I don't want to go to college. Maybe I'll get a job as apprenticeship. How are you going to get the work, son? Or maybe we get you a little car. But then that child is crucified at 18 years of age by the insurance companies who have did absolutely nothing in the past 40 years to lower that, right, for young children. So it's very hard for him to even get a start in life. So what's that child got to do? He's going to go upstairs and wake his mother up every morning to bring him to work with him? No, I think what they better to do is to have a higher standard at the beginning. Now, just on my final point now, there's refugees coming into this country and they're driving taxis every night of the week. They're, and for the PSV license, the pass rate for them...
Let's clarify, not just refugees. Foreign people, yes.
Yeah,
from different countries. They're not all refugees, by the way. But anyway, okay.
All sorts of foreign nationals coming in here, and their pass rate for the PSV license is not the same as our Irish guy.
Do they not?
Well, hang on, Niall.
I'm only asking you a question.
Hang on, Niall. Just a second, Niall.
Don't shout at me. I'm only asking you a question. Do they not have to do a PSV test here?
Well, the way I see it is, right, anyone getting into a taxi in this country that's not an Irish driver, they're getting into a taxi with somebody that's not as experienced, and the government's allowing that.
Okay, well, answer me a question, Carl, because I don't know the rules. You do.
But
if I come from Pakistan or India or Africa or whatever it happens to be, and I move to Ireland, and I go and I want to drive a taxi... Yeah. Do I not have to do a PSV test in this country?
You do, and your pass rate doesn't have to be this. Let's say for an Irish guy, it's 75%.
75.
Yeah, and then for foreign nationals, it's a lot lower, only 40 or something, or 45.
What?
Nice.
I didn't know that.
Well, there you go.
Nice.
So this is the when they ask you the questions about the locations in Dublin and all that kind of stuff. Let me clarify it for me.
Get into a taxi with one of these guys at the weekend and ask them. Like, for example, I said to a fella there a couple of weeks ago, I said, will you take me to Crumlin Hospital? He didn't know where it was. And you have to know where every hospital is in Dublin City. And not knowing where the children's hospital is, straight away would tell you he couldn't have passed his license.
Yeah, look, I agree with you. That's pathetic, right? If that indeed is the case. But in saying that, that doesn't affect the quality of the person's driving.
Yeah, yeah.
Not knowing where you're going, you know, shouldn't have you cause an accident, you know, unless you're a bad driver.
You're a qualified driver with a full license.
So I'm assuming, Carl, to drive a taxi, you have to have a full license.
You have to have a full license, yeah.
Yeah, well then.
Some licenses are transferred just from other countries.
They're transferred from other countries. Yeah, but you do a test in another country.
But their tests aren't as stringent as our tests.
Well, I don't know what their tests are. But if that's the case, then what about somebody who comes from England?
Well, England is very, very similar now, European. But we're talking, as you said, Pakistan and other places, other foreign nationals. Their driving test out there would be nowhere near as difficult as ours. Or, for example, Scandinavia, their test is a lot higher than ours in the rest of Europe.
Okay, well, look, you've raised a fair point, all right, and I do accept the point. Now, not in relation to, you know, how you get to certain places. I think that's just stupidity. And I wasn't aware of the fact that in relation to those particular theory tests, that there's a lower pass rate for people who are not from Ireland. I wasn't aware of that, and I'm sure other people will text me and let me know if that's correct or not. But anyway, it's 75% as far as I know. There used to be 85% and they reduced it for everybody. But in saying that, I do believe, yes, it's unsafe to have people sometimes come from certain countries that don't have stringent driving tests. John.
Yeah, just on that point to pick up on this. I mean, have you never been in a taxi in all your years, like with an Irish driver, when you said you wanted to go somewhere, and did he never turn around and say to you, where's that now again?
Well, sometimes, I suppose, particularly when you're talking about housing estates, because of course you get new housing estates growing all the time, and your taxi driver's not expected to know every bloody road. I accept that. And nowadays you do have sat-nav as well. So in relation to not knowing where to go, although it is a problem, and it can be a problem more so for a foreign driver who hasn't been here that long, I do accept that that's not going to make you crash a car unless you're a bad driver. But I don't want to go into that. I think we're moving off the topic in relation to the ad. Let me get back to the ad if we can. So, Carl, getting back to this particular advertisement, you know, did you watch the ad?
Yes.
Okay, and do you think it's a fair ad? Do you think would it make you think about how you drive a car, your driving habits, or indeed if you have children, that they shouldn't be driving without a qualified driver with them?
All these odds make you think, but it's like Niall, that as we said, that law has been there for years, but it's never been enforced. Why has it never been enforced? Because it's a little bit silly.
Well, is it really a little bit silly?
Well, I think it is. I think it is that if you go to school, And all of a sudden, you need to go to work. Most of the work is in Dublin. If you don't live in Dublin, you live in surrounding areas. You're going to need a car to commute. Sometimes trains are that isn't great. And so what are you supposed to do? Get your mother or father to bring you to get up every morning? Which you,
exactly.
Help them when they're walking themselves.
Well, get them up. You just have to get up that bit earlier, right? And another thing, right, which has to be done, and it really needs to be done now, the whole testing, if they have to do any more tests or whatever, it needs to be fast-tracked.
That is a big problem, John. Not so much in cities. Like in Dublin, you would get a test reasonably quickly. But if you're living in rural Ireland, if you're living down in Tipperary or somewhere like that, or you're in rural Ireland, trying to get a test, you could be waiting months. But stay there for a second. Let me go to James as well. James, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, James?
Good afternoon to you, Niall. I must say, I fully agree with my fellow Corkman there, John O'Donovan. My sympathy lies 100% to Niall with Noel Clancy, not for the other family. No sympathy for them at all, Niall.
Why?
Accidents don't happen, Niall. They're caused. And this girl admitted, Niall, that she wasn't concentrating, and she admitted he was careless.
Yes.
And she just shattered. She has destroyed this man's life now.
I know.
He's taken his rock away from him. Everyone knows who, as I know the people who know him now, that his wife and himself were as thick as thieves, and his beautiful daughter gone because this girl was careless and reckless. Now, the idea that they should be complaining about the ad, they should be supporting the ad now, the family, the Gleeson family, to make sure that this does not happen to another family. That's why Noel Clancy is doing it now. He isn't doing it for any fee.
No, I know. I'm not suggesting that Noel Clancy's campaign as such is flawed in any way. But, you know, there has been a number of complaints about the particular ad that it kind of, in some sense, vilifies the girl.
James, I can admit... Her massive share of this responsibility...
James, I admit, I've been careless in a car. Have you driven a car? You drive a car, James.
Yes. In fairness to me, I am always alert as possible, because what I have in my hands, as every driver, you have the lives...
But you're not perfect, James. But you're not perfect.
Of course I'm not, Niall.
Yeah, so there's human error. You make mistakes. We make mistakes.
I'm not reckless and careless.
James, if I was involved in an accident and the judge asked me a question and said, how did this happen? How did you not see the car on that blind bend? I would actually be absolutely the same as this girl. I would say, a momentary lapse of concentration. I apologise. What can I say? It was a lapse of concentration.
Well, as I said, now she'll have to carry her share here of the responsibility.
She is carrying it.
But she'll have to carry on carrying it now because Noel...
But that's, do you not think that sounds bad, James?
There's nothing to compare what the harm's been.
Absolutely,
done,
and there's nothing she can do to bring those people back. Nothing.
It pales into significance of the harm she's done to that man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not disagreeing with you, James.
It's one of the worst I've ever heard, Niall. On Christmas Eve, where they were heading down to do the last bit of their shopping, as you know, he came upon it himself with his tractor.
I know.
He had no idea that car in the river was belonged to his wife, because it was upside down and the wheels were only showing. And it was only when the car tilted over and he saw the registration that it suddenly struck him. You imagine the horror, Niall, of that man when he saw that registration number. I don't know how he's still around, Niall. I don't think I could take it, Niall. It's beyond, and the idea that that family could be complaining about anything drives me crazy, Niall. They should be.
I don't think the family are complaining about it. It's members of the public are complaining about it.
The family have complained, Niall, in local radio that they're going into the cinema and they're seeing it in the cinema. It is well that they're able to go to the cinema, Niall. I can assure you, Noel Clancy won't be going to the cinema anytime soon. No, Niall, I cannot abide this people not today taking responsibility for what you did. You must take... She's an adult now. She's not a child.
Absolutely. But if I was in her situation, I absolutely would take responsibility. And I would live with that for the rest of my life, knowing that I had taken two innocent people away from their husband, their father. I would know that. And the guilt would be overwhelming. Absolutely overwhelming. But the bottom line, I would think to myself, I didn't go out that morning and set out to do that.
But there should be no question of them having any objection to the ad now. They should be fully supporting the ad in part so that another family won't suffer this. That's why Noel Clancy is doing it. He's not doing it for himself.
I'm not having a go at Noel Clancy. My heart goes out to Noel Clancy. And I understand exactly why Noel Clancy wants to do it and why Noel Clancy is campaigning about this particular issue. I absolutely understand. He doesn't want it to happen to anybody else. But equally, I do believe that the person driving the other car would equally say, I don't want this to happen to anybody else as well.
You know, as I said, Niall, she caused the accident. Her carelessness, reckless cause it, and she has to accept that she will have to carry the big share.
But she did. She got a suspended sentence in jail. She won't be driving for 15 years.
Good. I'm delighted to hear it now.
Well, okay, and I'm sure you are delighted to hear it. And I'm sure most people are saying, well, that's what happens if you drive a car dangerously, causing the death of anybody. You deserve to obviously get either, depending on the circumstances, either go to jail or a suspended sentence, and you deserve to be banned from driving. And that's what happened.
And that's why you need that experienced driver there. I used to do it with my own daughter. I'm still doing it with my own daughter now. She's 40 years old. I said, for Christ's sake, slow down, because she is a bit of a speed merchant now. And I tell her, slow down, even today. And she's 20 years driving. So those young people now need a lot of guidance. I would be of the opinion now that if I had my way, I wouldn't leave any young person on the road for months and months at all, even with an accompany driver, until he had a serious amount of lessons done. A serious amount of lessons.
Well, how do they learn, though? How did you learn to drive, James?
A serious amount with my father.
Exactly, yeah. And my father taught me on Dollymount Beach.
He allowed to drive at all because he was fierce, Niall. Every minute he'd be saying, look, too fast.
Yeah, but James, did you drive on a provisional licence without your dad with you?
Christ, that's a long time ago now.
James, you did, didn't you?
I did too. There was hardly any cars on the road now.
I know. It was different times, James. You can't keep using that line, and I've used it as well. It was different times. But I did it, James. You did it, most likely. Yeah, we all did it.
My father, Niall, and your father used to drive with drink tickets. Those days have gotten, Niall.
Absolutely. And now, because of this accident, there's a campaign. We're now trying to obviously stigmatise this. We're now trying to get this into people's heads that you can't do this anymore. But up to that point, James, when this girl was driving that car, it was acceptable. Everybody was doing it.
I know, Niall, they shouldn't have been.
You shouldn't have been. I shouldn't have been. People shouldn't have been drinking and driving years ago, but they did.
You can't do it in Northern Ireland.
I know. But what I'm saying to you is, the Garda Síochána Síochána have a big role to play in this as well. And in this accident. Because for years and years and years, the Garda Síochána Síochána turned a blind eye to it. They didn't charge anybody. People weren't really being charged with it. Yes. Even though it was there, it was in legislation already that you couldn't drive a car even before the learner permits came out. And when we had the old provisional license, I think it was on your second provisional license, you couldn't drive a car without having a qualified driver with you.
Behind the curve now in this country.
I know.
We're always behind the curve.
What I'm saying is, if we accepted that the legislation was useless and that nobody ever enforced it, nobody was stopped from doing it.
I know there should have been, Niall, because as I said, the idea that a 17-year-old school, by now they're going to, in my local school here, there's 17-year-olds coming in to drive into their sixth year now. And the idea that a 17-year-old can go onto the road without any experience, the same as you and I or anyone with 30 years experience and a driving test, it's ridiculous, Niall. It's insanity.
Well, hang on, James, because Mark, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Mark?
How are you doing, Niall? You well?
I mean, listen to James. He has absolutely no sympathy whatsoever, for the girl who was driving the car.
In fairness to James, he is whiter than white, you know, so that's, you know, everything, he does everything by the book and everybody else is wrong, you know, and you know, never blame the system, never blame the fact that it wasn't enforced by the law. It was acceptable for people to drive on learner permits. I got a license, a provisional license, I drove my car, failed my driving test and drove home again.
Yeah.
You know, it was acceptable to do that. A lot of stuff is acceptable. That girl went even at the time of the accident, if I'm right in saying it, the time of that accident, that girl was, everybody was driving around on provisional or
learner permits
and getting away with it. And she's after taking the full weight of the law and said nothing about it because she feels that what happened was terrible, what happened or whatever. But I mean, I think what's happening to this young girl with that campaign is totally wrong. It's totally wrong. If there was enforcement, I'd say fine. But there wasn't enforcement. And there still isn't enforcement. Now you have a situation.
Well, the Garda Síochána have said that, I think last week the figures were released, that 300 cars were seized in Dublin alone.
That's fair enough. You say that, Niall, right?
Yeah.
But give this right. So now you see anybody with an L permit is a target for the guards, pull them over straight away. What about the people that are driving around with no insurance, no tax?
They're equally
no license,
wrong.
And driving around with nothing on the car and just driving the cars. Well, how are they targeted?
Yeah, no, no, I talked about insurance. I talked about people with no insurance. But the point is, we all know driving with no insurance is wrong. Absolutely, we all understand that.
100%, yeah.
Yeah.
We do know it's wrong. But I mean, they're just targeting now the young people. I don't have an issue with them getting out and learning how to drive. I'll give you another example. My son passed his test there recently. He did his 12 lessons, the whole lot. He passed the test first time. Great. What's he do first chance he gets? He goes onto the motorway. Because even in the test, they don't bring him onto a motorway.
Mm-hmm. No, it's ridiculous, right? Yes.
So as soon as he passed, what does he do? He flies, he goes, he gets his car, his license, and he drives on the M50 because he's never had the chance, an opportunity to drive on a motorway. Why aren't the children, if we want to be serious about it, why don't they teach them in transition year to drive?
Well, that's we talked to a woman last week, an Irish woman living in Canada, and she said they all get 30 hours of lessons in school when they're 15.
They should be coming out of school driving their own cars. It shouldn't be up to their parents driving. They should be learning that.
Okay, but getting back to the ads. Back to the ads. You know, I mean, as far as James is concerned, this is a campaign. It's a good campaign. It's showing you what happens when you're irresponsible and you break the law.
There's many persons out there. They just singled out this girl to target young drivers.
No, because it was a tragic accident. But they do that.
Completely tragic accident at Hola, and everything happened that he discovered the car and everything was tragic, and the timing, everything was tragic. No matter what way you lose your family, it would have been tragic. But I just think that she's been really vilified by the ad campaign, and the RSA have done learners no justice. They've done nobody any themselves any justice by bringing out this campaign. There could have been better ways of doing it, but better enforcement, for example. Like, why don't we have the proper enforcement? Like, most of us are honest, decent people out there, and we just want enforcement. Many times you've read in the paper about people being let off after 10 driving offences, having no insurance, and they still get done 6 months down the line. But you're going to target young people that have a licence, that went bother, did the theory test, got the provisional or the learner's permit. They're driving a car which 9 times out of 10, I'd say even 100 times, that car is even insured on the road because they want to be insured. They want doing it all.
They don't want to take the risk, yeah.
They won't take the risk, but the ones that are taking the risk and getting away are driving down the road and getting away, which you have an L on these cars to target these young people. I drove with a provisional licence. You drive with a provisional licence. And probably James didn't even, he was probably of that generation that got a licence.
Sorry, yeah, James, go ahead.
Hang on
just very, very quickly before I go into the break.
This
ad is
meant, Niall, to save lives. Not alone save lives of people like Noel Clancy's family, but to save lives of the young drivers as well, Niall. Because we are very easily forget. It's human nature for us to forget, Niall. We need to be constantly reminded, generally, to be 100% concentrating on the road. It's as much for the young drivers as it is for older drivers, Niall. It is there as a reminder for us.
And that's fine. And if we had a generic ad reminding us of this and telling us about this, that would be fine. But it's a very specific. Specific campaign around. Well, sadly, we've lost two individuals who are not alive, obviously, to see the campaign. But with one girl who is still alive.
Real man there, like Mr. Clancy, to show what harm you do to another family if you are careless on the road now.
And you don't think it vilifies or targets an individual?
No, it doesn't vilify at all. She should be supporting that so another young driver doesn't get into the position that she now is in, that she has done that kind of harm.
Okay, but do me a favour, stay there, please, Mark, as well. I want to go to John after the break, okay? A lot of people texting in about this, by the way, this particular topic. This is the ad, of course, by the RSA, which is a campaign against learner drivers driving without a qualified driver with them. And, of course, Noel Clancy is featured in the ad, who lost his wife, Geraldine, and his daughter, Louise, 22 years of age, because of a tragic accident, because the car that was hit them was driven by Susan Gleeson, who was an unaccompanied learner driver. Now, reminding you again that Susan Gleeson was charged with causing the deaths of these two women and received a 3-year suspended sentence, jail sentence, and a 15-year driving ban. But a lot of people believe the ad is unfair to her because it vilifies her. She didn't set out to do it. Some of the texts coming in on WhatsApp messages: human error is reduced if a person is skilled enough to operate a car to a standard required to pass a test. So human error is not acceptable when you shouldn't even be driving. No sympathy for the driver as killed people. English learner drivers don't drive alone. I passed a test in the 80s, obviously in the UK. You simply just do not do it. Would you want a unqualified pilot flying a plane, having no license? Stupid and dangerous, right? Same with a car. Well, I would argue that, yes, you are right about human error, and you're saying, you know, as we go on, there's less human error as we're more skilled. I would probably disagree with you in some sense, because I think the average 20-year-old who's just done a test or close enough to doing a test and had lessons probably has a better chance of passing a test than I have. As myself and Lena found out to our detriment last week when we sat our driving test and both of us failed. Me, 55 years of age, thinking I'm great. You know, my son is 22. He's probably a more skilled, well, not a more experienced driver, but he probably has more bit more road sense than I have. Okay, stay there. I want to go to John. John, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, John?
Hi, Niall Hortings.
Good, John. I mean, look, there is nobody doubting this was a tragic, tragic accident. There is nobody doubting we can't continue down that road. But in saying that, the campaign, it does seem to be against one person, doesn't it?
I don't think so. I think the ad is more than fair. Like, I'd actually agree with what James was saying there. It's about education. Like, and to be honest, if the girl is as regretful and everything about the accident, which I'm not doubting she is, like, you know, but like, she should actually be behind this campaign, backing it so people learn from her mistakes. Like, you know, like, unfortunately, a part of driving is learning from your mistakes, and you hope that you don't make any catastrophic mistakes like this girl did. But unfortunately, she did. Two innocent people lost their lives, and for the life of me, I can't understand how people are complaining about the adverts, educating people, especially younger drivers, showing them, look, this could happen, like, and these are the consequences.
I mean, hang on, Mark, is that a fair point? That she should be part of the campaign instead of, I suppose, in some sense, you know.
Is there any stats there to say how many young learner drivers cause accidents as opposed to qualified drivers?
Cause fatalities. I haven't seen a stat in relation to fatalities.
There's none of that out there. We're just simply saying that learner drivers shouldn't be. The other thing, what's going to happen? If you had a qualified person in the car, do you honestly think you could make a difference on the passenger side if something happened?
I suppose the argument is the qualified driver. The argument is the qualified driver will tell you, you know, slow down, there's a bend coming up here, it's a bit dangerous, take it easy on that bend. So they would give you a bit of advice.
We've all done that. We've had our kids in the car teaching them how to drive, and you've told your son to slow down. And even now I tell my son to slow down. But when they go out, they still drive their own way because they're confident in their way of driving. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
It's like me. Like, my kids say that my wife drives faster than me. And, you know, it's just my style of driving. It's compared to her style of driving.
Well, just so, in relation, hang on, both of you. In relation to the statistics, you asked about statistics. I've just put it up my screen here. While 9% of drivers on the road are learners, only 5.8% of the fatal crashes involved learner drivers. According to the figures provided by the RTE and Road Safety Authority, 5.8% of all fatal crashes between 2014 and 2017 involved a learner driver. However, just under 9% of all drivers in Ireland hold a learner permit. So in fact, if you look at the stats, they're less likely to have an accident. And that's in March 2018. So James and John, looking at the statistics, learner drivers are less likely to be involved in fatal crashes. Cautious because they've just had lessons.
And this thing that you're saying about the, you know, this thing comparing it being a pilot and all that, that's ridiculous.
That's a ridiculous thing. Sorry, just James.
Yes, Niall.
Yeah, I mean, going back to what you said earlier on, they shouldn't be allowed to drive cars, these young people, blah, 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 blah. If you look at the stats, they're less likely to be involved in an accident where there's a tragic fatality. Less likely.
Niall, when I look at the news every morning and the 6-1 news in the evening, and I invariably see accidents happening at 2 o'clock in the morning involving someone on their own or with someone, and we had a very bad one in Donegal the other day. Four young people wiped out now.
But there's been 35 fatalities involving learner drivers in the last 4 years. 2014 to 2017.
The worst accident ever happened now was up in Donegal where 7 were wiped out.
But James, you're missing the point I'm trying to make. They're less likely, statistically, because 9% of those who drive on roads are learner drivers, and only 5.8% are those involved in fatalities, and the fatalities in the list of fatalities that we have. Statistically, they're less likely to cause a fatality.
What percentage of the drivers are actually learner drivers overall on the road? Like
9%. 9%.
So 9% of drivers are causing 5% of the fatal accidents.
No, that's not the way you work it out. 5% of fatalities since 2014, 2017, 5.8% of those are fatalities by learner drivers. 9% of drivers are learner drivers. So per head of population, you have to work it out. They're less likely to cause a tragedy where there's a fatality than somebody who's been driving for 20 or 30 years. And the reason for that probably is the fact that they've probably done a few lessons. You know, it's in their mind's eye. They're a bit more careful because they're new to driving. you know, I am probably more likely to cause an accident than my son who's 22 years of age, where somebody will die. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure they have their tips and scrapes and bangs. You know what I mean? So, James, but the point is, but James, that's not taken away from the fact, I think it's a great idea to have a campaign. I'm not complaining about a campaign. Yeah, I'm not complaining about that we draw attention to it.
As I said, for both now, it's not just for Noel Clancy and his family. Noel Clancy is doing this, but not just because he's suffered, and of course he has. He's doing it so that young people like this girl won't go around.
But this girl knows what she did. She doesn't need to be reminded.
She doesn't want, surely she doesn't want another person, another young person.
You're missing the point. I have a generic ad. That's great. Have a generic ad if you want to have a generic ad. And if Noel Clancy wants to talk on the ad, well and good, that's fine. I understand why Noel Clancy did it. But the point is that people are saying it's targeting this young girl.
So a young driver won't be in that position that they've killed another, have destroyed another family.
Oh, okay. Paul, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Paul?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Paul, have you seen the ad?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. What do you think of this?
To be honest with you, It's very, very sad. But in saying that, the amendment itself has crippled a lot of people. Now, you were on with Ivan and Matt last night, and our good friend Michael was on with you, Michael Healy.
Michael Healy, yeah.
And he was, you know, he really is an advocate for people in rural Ireland. But not just in rural Ireland. Now, my own position here is my missus has gone, she's on a provisional license, and unfortunately, like a lot of people, and not just both men and women, she absolutely falls apart the day of the test. She just falls apart.
A lot of people yeah. are not good with the anxiety that it creates, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, by the way, can I mention on that note, I had a conversation with somebody recently involved in testing, etc., etc., and I said, why can't they change the testing and the atmosphere? Because I remember I accompanied my son when he went to do the test, and he was asking me questions on the way we were driving over, and I was saying to him, do this and do this, and be nice to the tester and be polite to him, and blah, blah, blah. You know, you give your son all the advice. And his name was called. He was sitting in the waiting room, and his name is called Curtis Boylan. And they called his name, and he got up and he put his hand out. He says, "Hi, Curtis Boylan." He went to shake the hand of the tester, and your man says, "I'm not here to be your friend." And I said, "What an asshole! Yeah, what a way to start a test and test, put somebody. I mean, you're meant to put somebody at ease."
Yeah. Well, I had a similar experience now with my own wife. She went over to do her test, and something very, very similar. And she
wouldn't even shake. He wouldn't even shake his hand.
Yeah. You know, and your man. Your man, all she did was, like, I know where you're coming from, because all she did was, she said hello, and like that, he just looked through her, didn't even answer, he actually put his head down onto a sheet. But just getting back to the point, Niall, I'm in a position now, because of this Clancy amendment, that, you know, because my wife is still on a provisional licence, there was a time before this amendment came in, if I was going down for a jar, she could drop me down, grand, happy days, didn't have to pay a taxi. She can't even bring the kids to school now, unless I'm in the car. Now, I'm being penalised on my car insurance because she's on a provisional licence. I have to pay an additional €300 on my premium just to have my missus on the insurance.
Yeah.
And I have to be, like, I'm sure if the insurance companies, and this is very, very important, Niall, if you're driving with this new amendment that's come in, the Clancy amendment, if you are driving, and God forbid, on a provisional license, unaccompanied, and you're involved in an accident,
your insurance is not valid.
Absolutely,
no, it's
absolutely
not valid.
Yeah, it's not valid. And you know, this is where, you know, there has been no kind of balance with this. If there's no middle ground here.
See, right? the argument was, Paul, that Ireland was unique in the sense that we allowed it to happen years. Because you wouldn't do it in England, right? There was always... But the argument is that we should have educated people better in driving at the start. We should have had the theory tests and the lessons and all that kind of stuff years ago. We should have, that was only come in recently. So the argument is we allowed people to get into the bad habit of breaking this law because we didn't ourselves enforce the law. So it became habitual in Ireland, and we got used to it, and we were allowed to do it, and now all of a sudden we're being told you can't do it anymore, and people are saying it's too sudden, too quick, you know, there should be a weaning off period of some description. But for people like, you know, the Clancy family, the weaning off period is too late. But the ad campaign itself, Paul, you've heard James said, you know, this girl has to own what she did, and why wouldn't she even volunteer to be part of the campaign? Do you believe the campaign targets her as an individual and is unfair on her? All right, let me go back, if I can. Stay there, Paul. Let me go to Catherine. Catherine, back to this advertisement campaign. Is it a good campaign, Catherine?
Well, I didn't see it.
Okay, well, you get the general gist of it anyway, don't you?
Yes, I know the circumstances because it would be, it's in Cork.
Yes.
Right? So, yeah, I listened to the radio down here. But anyway, you said earlier on, and you put quite a lot of emphasis on this, and you said quite often, that she didn't get up that morning with the intention of killing anyone.
That's
and that
right.
is true. That is true. She didn't. But she did get up that morning with the intention of breaking the law.
But can I say something to you? When I get up every morning, when I was driving on a provisional license, I didn't get up in the intention of breaking the law because as far as I was concerned, nobody enforced that law.
Yeah, well, that was then, and this is now. And the point is...
No, but that was still then, when this girl got up, it still wasn't being enforced. It's only the amendment came in after this accident. This accident happened in 2015.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you were young, God help us, I mean, that was a long time ago, but I mean...
Not as long as when you were young, Catherine, I can tell you.
You can flag slag me, I'll slag you. Anyway, the point is that there wasn't much traffic on the road. And I mean, the thing about it is we aren't the only country that allows people to drive on a provisional licence. I mean, and I reiterate, it's not she the victim in this, it's the mother and the daughter who are the victim. And now the
absolutely. But I'm going to interject a little bit here, okay? Yes, the mother and the daughter are the victims. But I do believe that this girl is a victim too. She's guilty. Yes, she is absolutely guilty of causing the deaths of two people. There is no doubt about that. The court has decided on that. And she's got her, her suspended prison sentence. And she got a 15-year ban for driving. But as I said to you, that doesn't make her a bad person.
No,
I believe she's a victim.
That either. I'm talking strictly about the law, and bearing in mind what she was studying, or probably still is, I don't know. It seems, it's sort of really ludicrous, bearing in mind what she was studying.
But we all do silly things. And even, to be honest with you, when I say silly things, the majority of people were driving on provisional licence with no unaccompanied driver. So as far as we were concerned, the law didn't really exist. Paul, is that a fair point?
But they did it.
100%, Niall. And I tell you, because, and if I can just put another angle on that, if I may, you know, when you go in, or when you go to renew your insurance as well, and you know, you're talking about law here. When you go to renew your insurance, if you're on, like in my case, where my wife's on a provisional license, they don't turn around and say to me, oh, I'm sorry, I can't insure her because she's on a provisional license.
And at no stage, I'm pretty sure, when people were ringing insurance companies to get insured on a provisional license or learner's permit, as it calls now, going back 4 or 5 years ago, did the girl on the other end of the phone, the insurance company, say, oh, by the way, do you have a qualified driver in the car with you every time? Because nobody gave a shit.
Exactly.
Do you understand what I'm saying, Catherine?
Start giving a shit.
We are now. The law, the Clancy Amendment is in now. But the point, everybody's having a go at this girl. At the time, everybody was doing the same thing. So the point is that people are complaining about the abacus, and why are you picking on this one girl? Yes, it was a tragic accident. Yes, you know, there's nothing we can do to change that. But this girl equally is going through hell, I imagine. Hell. And on a final note, can I say, if the family or the girl in question happens to be listening, Susan Gleeson or her family, I personally do feel a lot of empathy and sympathy for the position that you have equally been put in. And although I do condemn the actions of the day, and I do condemn what happened, because of course a law was broken and the two people died, sadly, who will never ever be back with us, and my condolences, absolute condolences and sympathy to the family of those who lost a mother and a daughter or a sister or whatever it happens to be, or a friend, I do have sympathy. Absolute sympathy for the person who caused the death, because as I said from the start, that person, Susan Gleeson, didn't go out that morning to cause an accident. It just happened, and yes, there was a lack of concentration, and yes, she didn't have a qualified driver with her, but she also equally has to live with that for the rest of her life.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.